driving in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right place.
What's your ideal landscape around the home? Time. Like right up to the edge of the stem wall.
If I could be king for a day, I would tell you, you can't plant anything within 3 feet of your home. You would have a rock garden.
What about planters? Like,
Nope. No water, nothing that needs to be watered within 3 feet of your foundation.
Yeah, I had a caller. I'm sorry.
I was saying on a bare foundation, and builders don't do this. It's not part of code. But if you were going to plant something a little closer than that, or if you were building your home and you had planned for this, you're making sure you've got good coating on there. And even like there's weed root barriers that they plant to keep root, you know, putting something like that, 12 inches off the foundation and then transition into your planters. But, no home was built that way. So if you're going to retrofit it, it'd take a lot of work.
I've heard John Eisenhower mention the tree barrier. What is that, a material?
Root barrier.
Root barrier.
It can literally be a sheet of metal that drops down, or a very thick vinyl that lies down. And then once that little bitty root hits that, then it forces it to change direction. Once you've convinced the little starter root to change direction, you've gone a long way of getting it to avoid it.
Well, maybe they should put those around the septic system, huh?
Well, we're seeing a lot of that, as I opened the show with, is just aging systems that we have in the housing stock that we have in Arizona. That sewer lines, the clay pipe, or whatever else it may be, the old cast iron, at 40 or 50 years. A tree that's 20 or 30 years old, that line has an infinitesimally small rust through gap in it. Well, baby, that's an open door for a root. It's going to be looking for that moisture. And once it finds it, it is relentless in pursuing it. So we've had to deal with that a lot. I'll tell you another thing that we're having to deal with more and more, and aging stock and whatnot, is these subdivisions that were built through the 70s and 80s and 90s with little to no consideration or insufficient consideration for surface drainage. We're dealing with a house now in the McCormick Ranch area that they're packed in pretty tight. And the city of Scottsdale doesn't want you taking surface water and draining it into the curb. Well, on these properties, there's nothing else you can do. And they're draining into little private courtyard areas that are completely blocked in on all four sides, have no place to drain it. And we're trying to come up with a solution with working with the city of Scottsdale on what we're actually seeing foundation damage on these homes. And we're trying to work with city of Scottsdale. Okay, look, I hate to say it, but you guys allowed this to be built. Can you work with us in trying to come up with a solution? Because this isn't good. Houses right in a row now that are seeing significant structural stress from water that's just been accumulating and not able to distribute itself for years and years and years and years. So it's just one more of those interesting things that we get to deal with because we're out there visiting with homeowners just like you and seeing in real life what it is you're fighting and what you're trying to solve. And that's why we're here every Saturday. Give us a ring. We've got callers calling in now. There's room for you too with an open line at 1-888-767-4348. So there really is no set distance we're asking you to plant the tree from your home, but be thinking about the canopy. If you're going to do a museum, Palo Verde, that's a 30-foot diameter tree. Make sure you're at least 10 or 15 or more feet away from your home. Prune it, allow it to go up. Mesquite is about the same size. Those should all be 10 or 15 feet away. But there's no absolute rule of thumb you can follow. We were doing a master bathroom remodel. They had a sunken tub. They had not used the sunken tub for 8 years. And because it didn't drain. And no plumber they ever got out there could open the drain. When we got there, so they finally said, well, let's just remodel the whole bathroom. And I thought that was a great idea. That's one way to solve the problem. Let's just do the whole bathroom. Romy, when we got that sunken bathtub torn up and we got into that line, there was a root that had grown from a tree that was about 10 feet away from the outside wall of the house. That root had gotten down underneath the spread footing, come back up into the sewer pipe drain at the sunken tub, and had literally filled it. We have pictures of it. The piece of pipe we cut out, it was a foot long. There wasn't one spot of light that you could see. That root had filled the entire pipe. And that root had traveled 15 feet, gone 3 feet down, and then come back up. So I wish I could say, do this and you'll never have that problem. It's a little bit more complicated than that. We've got Steve in Scottsdale wants to talk about a situation he's got at his home. And Steve, we'll get to you right after this bottom of the hour news. Hang on.